It was about 6 o'clock last Thursday night when I walked out the front door toward my car. I was planning to go pick up the pizza we'd ordered for dinner, but as we all know, sometimes plans can go awry. I hadn't even left the porch when my eyes were suddenly drawn to the large German Shepherd that was sitting on the lawn. When she saw me moving in her direction, she got up and walked towards me, her tail wagging from side to side enthusiastically. She seemed friendly enough, and so I kneeled down to examine the tags hanging from her collar, hoping to glean some helpful information. The only phone number on there was for one of those dog finder businesses that reconnects lost pets with their families. After several lengthy conversations with the less than helpful folks staffing that service, I learned that the dog resided about 20 blocks northeast of me. I couldn't help but pity this poor, sweet dog who seemed to have wandered a long, long way from home. A little while later, I received a call from the dog's owners, who, as it turns out, were an even longer way from home. I say this because they called me from their hotel in San Diego. They were attending a wedding there and figured that the person they'd arranged to pet sit must have inadvertently left the dog door at the house unlocked. We all wondered how and why their dog, whose name is Tova, had ended up where she had, in my front yard, several miles away from where she lived. After apologizing profusely for the trouble caused, they reached out to their pet sitter and asked them to come to my house and fetch Tova. The sitter didn't have to venture very far because she was, in fact, my next-door neighbor. And she'd decided to keep Tova at her house for the weekend. She'd gone out to run a quick errand and left Tova out in the yard to get some exercise, not figuring the dog would prove herself capable of scaling an 8-foot-tall fence in order to escape. After a series of cross-country phone calls among 5 people and an hour of everyone's time spent musing about how Tova managed to end up where she did, we determined that she hadn't gone on a lengthy crosstown voyage. She'd only walked about 20 feet from my neighbor's yard into mine. The whole experience made me realize that sometimes the answers to questions that seem complicated are far simpler than we might think. In the Talmud, there's a story about a man who was considering converting to Judaism. He declared that he would do so only if a rabbi could manage to teach him the entire Torah while he stood on one foot. The man first went to see Shammai, who was so insulted by the request that he threw the man out of his house. The man then called upon Hillel, who responded to the man's question thusly, "What is hateful to you, do not do to your neighbor. That is the whole Torah. The rest is the explanation of this. Go and study it." One of the Pharisees would pose to Jesus a similar question and get a similar answer. He asked, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" To which Jesus replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Like I said, sometimes the answers to questions that seem complicated are far simpler than we might think.